Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying that sun so far.
Oh,
It's a beautiful day because we've been dipped down in the blood. What? We are Christians. Ah,
dipped down.
Oh, Bishop Herbert and Arcus McCray is on the air, Inspiration Corner. Oh, what's going on?
Hey, holy blessing. This is Bishop McCray. It is a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. You just don't know. If you don't know him, you better try to get to know him. Because, baby, I tell you, I'm having me a ball. I had me a ball today in church, y'all. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Not fire. How you say it, Minister D?
Fire.
I'm on fire. F-I.
All right. Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire. Boy, I tell you. Woo, I'm on fire. But anyway, we're glad to have you here on another wonderful episode of Glorious Gospel Vibes. And before we get started, we got to get crunk. We got a lot of Holy Ghost come in and do what he do. Am I right? Am I right?
Oh,
hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we holler your name this morning. We holler your name this afternoon, and we holler your name this evening and every day that we can, Lord God, because you are the Most High. We thank and praise you, El Elyon, for being the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for just being awake today, I tell you. We thank you for all of our listeners and all of our hosts that's on the air right now, Father. We ask you to continue to bless this station, Lord God. We ask you, Father, today that we pray that we will be filled with the knowledge, Lord God, of your wonderful love and your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding this day, Lord God, that we may walk worthy of you today, Lord God. Lord, we fully be pleasing to you, be fruitful in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God. Strengthen with all might according to your glorious power. For all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks, who has qualified us to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Father, thank you for being Christians. Thank you for blessing us, coming and getting us, sending your son, Lord God, to claim each and every one of us, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, if you had not done it, we don't know where we would be today. But we thank you. All these things we ask you in this holy, wonderful, your holy name, Master name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Lord. I'm just scrambling, y'all, but I'm telling you, I'm on fire.
That's all right.
It's all right to be on fire. Is that all right?
It's all right to be on fire.
instead of being cold.
Okay.
I'd rather be on fire than to be cold.
See. Everybody trying to put that earl on there. It's fire.
She's on fire.
You know how we talk on this broadcast.
The Holy Ghost fire.
That's all right. We a little different, but it's all right. We a little different on this station, and you will find that out. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let Tasha Page Lockhart go and tell you about it right about now. Is that all right?
Okay.
We a little different. All
right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, we're trying to get her to come on, but she don't want to come.
That's that fire.
That's that fire. I told y'all it was going to be fire.
Back when I was 17, like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things. tomorrow, then I bet you stay.
Closed up in jail at Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. She gonna use that excuse that Jesus. What did Jesus tell her? He was gonna allow her to just eat people's stuff and not pay for it. And that's not Jesus. I don't understand.
Well, she said Jesus paid it all.
So it's been already been paid. You know. She throwed the grace line on him. Okay.
Look. I mean, you know, I'm gonna just assume she just bust up in there and said Jesus paid it all.
What, after she done ate now? You know she can't talk. Come in there talking about Jesus paid it all, and she haven't eaten food yet.
She done been in there for 4 hours.
Yeah, she done been there 4 hours. I could have ate a whole entree.
And I'm wondering if
they had a buffet.
See, this is what she said. She said, come where the table is spread. And the feast of the Lord is going on.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Boy, I tell you, you give people an inch, they're going to take a mile. They
she
do
said,
it every
I'm
time.
She said, I'm eat all I can take in. She said, there will be meat in her house.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
As for
me,
my house, we're going to eat seafood.
See, those are the people we call different right there. No, those are special. Especially different.
Drop the charges.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I don't know about y'all, but in spite of these people doing the stuff that they do, I don't know. They're going to have to get saved. They need some deliverance, some exorcisms.
I look at it like this. We go on. Now, she didn't pay this. She said Jesus was going to pay this tab. She really going to want Jesus to pay that bail. She really going to need. She's going to call on him. You got to fast.
Yeah.
She done ate all saying he was going to pay that bill. Now, you're going to have to fast for him to pay this one.
Oh, my goodness. See, God say lean on me. He didn't say lie on me. Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do with these people? Helen Miller in the house. Lean on me. I won't fail you. I promise Jesus said he wouldn't fail you. He won't do it.
He won't. you just go and tell the truth. You just sat back down in your chair, didn't you?
I fell in my chair. I fell on my, I had to go pick up all my hairpins from again. My little piece done fell all over. Y'all know y'all. Who, baby?
Praise God.
Boy, he said, I won't let you fall.
All right.
Now unto him was able to keep you from falling.
Okay. Yes. See, y'all, just you can't sit down on no song like that. You just can't sit down. You know, especially when they break it down, you just can't just sit there. And if you sitting there, you dead. You something wrong with you. We're going to have to do some, this is like I just said, we're going to do some, them special ones. Those are special ones. Oh, Lord, I just thank you for that.
Look,
I got my exercise for today. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Ooh, y'all just don't know. But I'm telling you, I'm going to have to bring the Holy Spirit on up in here for real now. Because, you see, he already here. But I'm telling you, I'm finna let him rain down. I'm going to rain him down today.
So he here, you just need to enhance it a little bit.
Oh, I got to enhance it. I got
fire.
Oh, Jesus. right. We got the clarion call right here. Oh, Glorious Gospel Vibes. We got an announcement to all the singers out there, all of those people out there that can sing and be a blessing to the kingdom of God. This is a call for action for those of you that are gifted by God to sing. God's calling you for the powerful event, Worshipers Without Walls. I'll repeat, Worshipers Without Walls. Ah, he is bringing singers from around the globe to come together in song to impact the lives of those who don't know the way or have lost their way. Oh, they are saying they need your voice. They need your gift that God has blessed you with to bring God's children back to the fold. All right. He has already given each and every one of us a gift. We are out here to preach and sing and declare the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you are interested in joining this big, massive choir that's going to be singing all over the ATL, join them October 2nd through the 3rd, 2015, at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Atlanta Airport. And if you feel this call to action, you may call Sister Lola Selden McIntosh at 678-903-4757. 678-903-4757. Ah, bless the Lord. Oh, we're going to enjoy that. For all y'all singers out there, I don't care where you stay. I don't care if you're in Alaska. Come and join.
Just make sure you can sing.
And Minister D want to add a little something on to that. He just got a little something he want to say.
Just make sure you can sing. You know. Amazing Grace.
That ain't it.
Look, recognize your gift and your calling. You know, back in the old church, you know, the preacher would tell you what your calling is. You know, now in this new day, you know, everybody, you know, discover their own calling. And, you know, everybody ain't calling it right. Let me just say that. You know.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Well, y'all hear? Hey, don't look. If you can hold a tune, and you know, you might not be, you're not gonna be no, you know, Mahalia Jackson, but you know, just come on out, share your gift. Don't pay Minister D any attention. Y'all understand how he is.
Okay. All right. Don't listen to me. You won't. You are gonna have a mess out there.
ATL, we need to pray. ATL, help us. They are riddled.
It's so much going on in our city. It's about time we come and take our city back. There's violence, there's killing, there's murders every day. Satan, you have no authority. We come to take our city back by force. ATL. All the violence and killing every day. It's time for us to stomp on Satan's face. He's defeated, God is on the race. It's time for us to stand for our beliefs. Stand for something or fall for anything. If you know what I mean. Come on, and clap your hands for me. It's time for us to search and see God's face. Let's obey, change our wicked ways. If we do, he'll bless us like he said. Now you're ready, come on and nod your head. Don't you know he's rich with house and land? Don't you remember Jesus is the man? Who heals the sick, gets at the captives free. Now you're ready, clap your hands free.
ATL, 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 ATL,
Given to us from above. That's how you know that God is.
Don't judge me. Kim Levee Hampton in the house. Independent gospel recording artist in the house. I tell you. Don't judge me now. You don't know me like that. You just can't.
Yeah. You don't understand my story.
You don't know my story. You don't know my pain. That's what they say. You know how they say it now. Anyway, we got Inspiration Corner coming up right now with Bishop Herbert and Arcus McCray out of West Palm Beach, Florida, all the way, y'all. Y'all got to sit back and let them do what they do. Go ahead, handle y'all business.
Is there a word from the Lord?
That's a word from
praise
the Lord.
Praise God, praise God. Holy greeting to each and every one of you today. You know, Evangelist Globy and Minister Tugger and Prophetess McCray, I like this scripture here. Psalms 34 and 8. And it reads, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good."
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is a beautiful scripture to me.
That's beautiful.
Oh, taste and see mm-hmm. that the Lord is good. You know, that scripture there kind of remind me when I was a young man. And we used to go through the downtown areas selling newspapers. And every now and then, while we were selling newspaper, a paper would come out called the Red Street. And the Red Street paper was a paper that came out with the headline being in red. And it would be considered as good news or hot news. And we would like to get those papers because we know we was going to sell a lot. And we would get those papers and run down the streets. And we would holler out, "Extra, extra. Read all about it." And we would tell what the headlines say. And sure enough, we will sell a lot of papers because it was considered as good news. Well, when I read this scripture and my mind go back and I begin to say, I am not trying to sell God because you can't sell God, nor can you buy him. But I do have some good news here today. And I want to say it's extra, extra. Read all about it. Psalms 34 and 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Glory, hallelujah. You can use another word for taste is try. Oh, try and see that the Lord is good. We are serving, thanks, a mighty, awful, good God. Glory, hallelujah. And what it is saying to us is try and see for yourself. You got to try and see for yourself that the Lord is good. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you, he's a good God. You got to try him for yourself. And you got to see this, that the Lord is good for yourself. You see, mama can't try for you. Father can't try for you. Grandma can't taste him for you. You got to try him for yourself. Glory, hallelujah. And you will see that the Lord is good. You got to taste him and see it. You got to taste favor. Oh, favor tastes good. Favor is when you go inside of a place for business and you see everybody is helping you and they don't even know why they're helping you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You got to taste faith. Faith tastes so good. Glory, hallelujah. When you try something in faith and you got it. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And not only that, taste a little bit of forgiveness. Oh, when you forgive, you feel clean. Glory, hallelujah. And you know your sins has been forgiven. Not only that, try and taste a little bit of God's goodness. When you taste his goodness, you go to the hospital and they say, we seen a spot, but we caught it just in time. Oh, taste the Lord. He is so good. Taste him for yourself. Taste him. Buy the paper, which is the Bible. Get the paper and read it and taste the Lord for yourself. This is Bishop McCray. See you again next week. Oh, taste the Lord and see that he is good.
Brothers standing on the front line, trying to provide for your family. All my sisters raising those babies by yourself. This one's for you. God sees you.
I look in your eyes. I know your fight. I feel your trouble. Living in life. Praying this time. Life won't pass you by. In the news, another one died. Tell me what do you do? Negativity pulling me down. I can't stay down. Wish I could make it go away. Wish I could find the right words to say. I'm calling you, please, 'cause I need to hear a word from you.
This is what I need, y'all.
Gotta know that there's more to this life than what I can see.
Oh.
Wanna feel how it feels when the wheel of it see me happy. Have a faith that can save to a storm your temporary.
Tell me what you wanna do. Yeah.
I be without your mercy? Lord, I can't see how you still love me, how you love me in spite of me, how you love me in spite of me. Where would I be without forgiveness? Where would I be without your spirit? Lord, I can't see how you still love me, how you love me inside of me, how you love me inside of me, yeah.
Inside of me, Lord.
Show me that you love
me.
McCray, Inspiration Corner in the house. We love them. God bless you. Minister D, love you. Thank you so much to all the listeners that's been listening to Glorious Gospel Vibes. We'll see you back here next week right here on Glorious Gospel
Glorious Vibes.
We love you. We love you.
Love you.
Hey, Gospel Vibes.